Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, continue the Pele Yoitz, Ois Aleph, discussing Achilo, Shtia, eating and drinking. And the topic we start with here in share number 72 is Harois Ba'achilois Moisrois. The evil, the ra, the bad, that's brought about by eating Moisrois. Moisrois are extras. One might think, is this a Musr safer or is this a diet safer? Is this about how to lose weight, how to eat properly and not gain weight? The truth is, that is a byproduct of the benefits of following to the words of the Pele Yoitz, that a person will also not gain extra pounds for the most part, but that's not the purpose over here. The Chachmei HaMusar already told us, Kamarois Oisa. A person who eats more than he needs to eat, he causes harm to his body. Number one, She'oiver El Bal Tashchis. He transgresses Bal Tashchis. Don't destroy, don't waste. Bal Tashchis. V'oid Shem Ba'abed Zman Achilo Uzman Ayitziya. When a person is eating too much, so he's spending too much time eating. Time is very precious. Spending too much time eating. Not only that, if he's putting things into his body that his body doesn't need and it's not good for his body, then he's spending too much time getting rid of that stuff when he has to use the facilities. And the person, if he gets sick by eating too much, if a person dies, he is going to get to Shemayim, and they're going to say, "What are you doing up here?" And the person will say, "Wow, I was brought up here. What do you mean? What am I doing up here?" And they'll say, No, you really. You brought yourself up here. We didn't want you up here. It wasn't really your time. And all of the mitzvahs the person could have done, had he have lived a longer, healthier life, he's going to be held responsible for the fact that he didn't do them. L'chein shomer nafshei yirchak mi'achilu shtia meruba. A person who's shomer nafshei, who cares about doing the mitzvahs properly, he should distance himself from eating and drinking excessively. And yes, we know that we have challenges and yisyonos on a regular basis, and we explained, gave different examples, going to chasnas and dinners, and the first Kiddush on Shabbos, and then the second Kiddush, and then the third Kiddush. And you know what? That doesn't mean you shouldn't wish the Baal Simcha Mazel Tov. The making of Simcha, you can wish them, go wish the Mazel Tov. That doesn't mean, once again, you have to have a three-course meal by every single Kiddush. And not just one piece of kugel, and not just two pieces, but you have to have every type of kugel by every single Kiddush you go to. Lo yoichel el kishe yirav. Says the Pele Yoitz, only eat kishe yirav when you're hungry. And don't eat to the point where you're totally satiated. Eat less than that. Eat less than that. Leave some room. Leave some room. It's very appropriate, the next piece the Pele Yoitz talks about here. And that is about a tainus harayvit. We've discussed this in the past, different shun, different topics. And he says as follows. Kosev Aravid, Avram ben Rav David, of the Rishonim. In fact, there were three Ravids, three different Ravids. Think of the name. The name is Avram and David. So very common names. Okay, these were Rishonim. So there were three different Ravids. He tells us as follows: a person's eating a delicious piece of whatever you want in your mashal, in your example. A piece of steak, a piece of meat, whatever it is, delicious food. In this generation, maybe it's quinoa. a quinoa salad. Whoever you are, whatever speaks to you. You say, you tell me, you leave me a message, quinoa's healthy for you. Why are you using example, quinoa? Whatever you want, whatever mashal is good for you. A person who holds himself back, he refrains from that food which he enjoys. The kaporis of anoisav is a kapora for his averus. Choshuv kiilu hisana o kmizbeach kapora. Mizbeach kapora. It's viewed that this person fasted, and he brought like kaporis on the mizbeach. Brought kaporis, brought animals on the mizbeach, karbonis. The hareze pikeach. And this person is a very bright, wise individual who follows this instruction, the suggestion of the Ravid. Hareze pikeach, she'oichel le'soive nam she'choshev kilo his'ane. That a person who is able to hold himself back, he's eating something that he's enjoying, and he doesn't eat that last piece, for example, after he had it all, and he knows how delicious it tastes, and he's holding himself back because it's a kaparis avoinos. Not because he says, if I take one more bite, I'm gonna feel sick. That obviously don't eat it. That's not really a fulfillment of the Ravid's suggestion of holding yourself back from eating. That's not the same. Harei ze pikeach. This is something. It's an eitza. It's an eitza that we can try to implement. Try to train ourselves. Try to hold ourselves back. I want to go back to another discussion we discussed yesterday about going to these dinners and shmorgs and all these things. I want to suggest you do go in with a battle plan. We spoke about it. I know, like I told you, some people, like, they have a battle plan. They go like to the farther stations first because they're less attended, because people don't know about them as well. And then after that, then the lines have calmed down by the carving station. So then you go to those lines. And, you know, the people haven't really mapped out very well. I want to make a different suggestion. Go in there with a battle plan. What's the battle plan? You tell yourself as follows. You're going to try maybe 3 or 4 different types of foods. You're going to try. You're going to taste them. And if you want to go back for maybe doubles, you tell yourself beforehand, you'll go back for maybe another piece, 2 pieces of sushi or something like this. But first of all, don't pile your plate. Sometimes you see people, it's like, you know, it's like mamish, it's like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, you know, like it's up there, it's like, you wonder, like, how's he going to make it back to the table? Where then you realize, oh, that's not a question, because they just eat it, plopping it down their mouth, throwing it in there while they're wherever they are. It's bombish piled up, like you can't imagine. That's something we should try to avoid. Go in there with a battle plan. Once you go in the battle plan, then you know what? You're in charge. Just like we said from the story with Napoleon, you break the cigar, you're the man, you're the lady, you're the one in charge, and the food is not in charge of you. Go with a battle plan. Whatever it might be, you're going to tell yourself, I'm going to try a couple things, and you're going to hold yourself back. There's no mitzvah. You don't have to have every single thing, not just once, not just twice, but 3 times. This is the eighth suggestion when you go into these nisayonos, these challenges. The kiddush, when it's elaborate with all the different types of things, tell yourself, you're going to take a piece of kugel, you'll have 1 piece, or you know it, or you'll have 2 pieces, v'zehu, and that's it. And you know what? And then when they bring out a hot tray of new kugel on Shabbos, well, you just had 2 pieces already. You already had a chalent and 2 pieces. And you had herring before that also. And you also had the separate plate of kishka. Not just 1 piece, 2 pieces. So they bring out hot chalent, which you tell the Yetzirah says, well, he brought it for you. The host says, oh, go have some kugel. Now he doesn't know that you already had 2 pieces. Oh, okay, you're right. You know, you want to make him happy. Go in there with a battle plan. And Mitzvah Shem, with that least, you have the Shemayah of going there, you tell yourself, that's a chelik of a mitzvah. I only want to eat the 2 pieces, and that's it. We shall be zeichdi metzliach in this very challenging nisayon of achila. Let's continue from the finish over here. Siv Kadam Vav and Zayin to finish Siv Aleph. The Mechaber then told us, "Beretz Yisrael Maschil Nishol Milel Zayin V'Marchesh." And Eretz Yisrael start asking for on the seventh of Marcheshvan. Siv Kadam Vav with the Yevanim Lishol Machzir Nishol. If the Yevan, even if he didn't say Saint Talmota, he has to go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei. And the Devarim La'Arvis Shol Rosh Chodesh is not similar to Yalav Yovei Rosh Chodesh. The Shama Tam Yishum De'in Mekachin Chodesh B'Layla. Over there, the reason why you don't repeat Shmoneh Esrei if you skip the Yalav Yovei at night, because you know Mekadosh the Chodesh at night. Kain Kos B'Sefer Beke Yosef B'Sefer Zechol Avram Inside the Shaloi Lachzor B'Di'evet. He says no, you shouldn't go back. Zechol Avram says B'Di'evet. Chodas Halachas Ketanos Chedakal, just like the Sefer Halachas Ketanos writes as well. Avol Medivri Kam Achreinim Shir Isi says the Mishmur La Mashakein, and therefore a person did not save his Sain Tal Matul Avracha. At night, he started, we switch over to Shemar Marcheshvan there to Sol. He should go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Siv Kotin Zayin, Shailin Ad Tfilas HaMincha. You ask for the rain until Tfilas HaMincha of Erev Pesach, Shel Erev Yontif Harishon Shel Pesach, says the Mishnah, Kolaymer of Ad Bechlal, including that day of Erev Yontif, Vein Chilik Bepsika, Vein Erev Tisrael, Chutzlars. In regards to stopping, there is no difference between Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laaretz. We all stop the last, the mincha before Yontif of Erev Pesach on Yedalet.